Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey everybody, welcome to Unlocking the Magic. You're listening to episode number 154 today, and we have some major catching up to do. We have
got I like how you did that there.
There's just no other way to explain it or describe it. But we have been slacking on our emails and our messages, Bruce.
Well, we haven't done an email show in a while. And we try to answer them on our live show on Monday nights. But sometimes you'll have an agenda to go on live on Monday nights. And the thing about live shows is that there's people there.
That is correct.
And they always ask their own questions. So sometimes we say, okay, we're going to answer these five questions on the live show. And then we answer one.
We're always in the back of my mind, what if no one shows up this week? Like, it's just you and I.
That's happened before because Facebook's wonky.
Facebook can be wonky. I thought you were going to send a message over to Mark.
I did.
Oh, okay.
I'm still waiting.
You're still waiting for
a reply from Zucks.
From who?
Zucks.
You're on those terms now? You can call him Zucks?
I can on this podcast.
Okay. I'm still also, in my defense, recovering from the three-hour difference. Boy, that three-hour difference over in California really messes up with your internal body clock.
But it doesn't seem that far away until you leave at 9 and you get home at midnight.
Yeah.
And you're like, what just happened to me? And I mean 9 a.m.
It took us a solid week and a half to adjust back to the normal routine here. So we've been really behind. Obviously, there's a lot that's been going on at the D23. So many announcements we still haven't shared. And a lot of other things happening. Of course, over the weekend, we found out over the recent passing of Marty Sklar. And we just didn't feel right about putting out a news and update show for last week.
Yeah, we just replayed. We obviously, getting the chance to speak to Marty was high on our bucket list and things of. We were excited about on the podcast so far that we've been able to do. So we just decided to give a tribute to Marty and just replay our interview that we did back in October. But we're back now and we're recording a new episode. We have a lot of questions and messages that we're going to talk about on the show today. And hopefully Connie has them written down because I don't know any of them.
Yep, I usually do because I know you by now.
That's true.
Okay.
Actually, you know what?
Sorry.
I'm offended by that comment.
I know. I kind of felt like it sounded kind of, snippy.
I feel like I've been pretty prepared
you have.
On the show as of late. And
I'm actually glad you just called me out.
Yeah, I think that was uncalled for.
It was. My apologies.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, really? No, you have been pretty on point.
And I'm back today. Last week's episode, I was a little bit bummed. You know, obviously Marty passed away and I was a little bit sad. But
right.
I feel like we can get back in the swing of things now.
And jet lag.
I had a great trip. I mean,
how are we going to go to Disneyland Paris if we can't even handle the 3-hour difference in California?
We'll have to come back and like leap back. Like
leap back? What are we like back? How do we do that?
Like we should have stopped somewhere where it was only an hour difference.
Got it.
Stayed there for a few days and then got it. And then come
transition?
Back home. Yeah.
Such a great idea.
Or not have layovers. Layovers are very bad.
Yeah, sorry about that. That's what happens when you book a very last minute flight.
I guess when you book 3 days before you're supposed to leave, I guess you can't really complain about that.
Not at all.
You should just be lucky you're going.
Yeah, very
all right, well,
much
let's
so.
Get into, do you want to start with questions first, messages, or how do you want to start?
Well, first I want to start, thank you for asking. I want to give a shout out quickly to Jason Holly. I just wanted to say, we're so sorry we didn't get to meet up at the expo. They shared a picture of them dressed up when they were at the expo and they wanted to meet us and we just never got a chance to. So I'm sorry. The expo was really hectic.
Is that Jason Holly?
Jace
and Holly.
Not Jason.
Okay.
And yeah. Got I know it. It did sound sorry.
I was just trying to make sure that we were calling out the right person.
Okay.
There's a Jason Holly listening right now and he's like, what?
Who's
I didn't
that?
Even go to the D23. You're gonna get me in trouble.
Right. Yes, I was really at a work conference, Connie. Jeez. So anyway, I just wanted to say, and to all those of you that also messaged us, sorry we didn't get, it was very, very, very hectic. Our first time at the expo, we really didn't know what to expect. So we were kind of like deers lost.
Deers in a headlight, is that the quote you were going for there?
I was trying to think of the quote and I couldn't. And so thank you for helping.
I mean, I wanted to meet so many people at the D23 and when we went to Disneyland and California Adventure because everybody we know was kind of there and we met nobody.
I will say I did tell I did tell Leslie Gay that I was basically dodging her the whole expo because I was just very, very shameful of my outfits. I had done no planning and yeah, they were inexcusable, my outfits. I was not Disney bounding. I was, I don't know what you would call what I was wearing, to be quite honest. And
yeah, I wasn't Disney bounding, I don't think. I mean, I could have been. You sometimes you trick me into
sometimes
doing that.
Sometimes I do trick you, yeah. But yes, so anyway, a lot of fun. Glad we went. Glad to be back though too.
And yeah, back to recording, right, back to our show, back to the live show. Inside our Patreon account, we're doing our recordings in there, the bloopers and everything. So if you want to join that, you can too. But getting back into the swing of things, into a normal routine is fun.
It is fun. And I do, you do end up appreciating what you've got, definitely.
Yes.
So, okay, how about we do a couple of each? So we'll do a couple of questions, I have a couple would you rathers that we got.
Okay.
So we mix it up a little bit here. Okay?
Perfect.
You ready?
I'm ready.
From Karen, we got a message. What do you and Bruce like to do in Orlando on your non-park days?
Swim at the pool.
On your non-Disney days.
Oh.
So non-Disney altogether, which means...
Wait, do we have non-Disney days?
I know. That's what I was really... I stopped and I was thinking about it. And it's been a really long time since we've had non-Disney days. Even when we're not staying on property and we're not necessarily going to the theme parks, we end up doing everything...
Disney
related,
whether that be Disney Springs,
yeah,
or the boardwalk. We did do Kennedy Space Center. That's not Disney related, but that's park related. But
yeah,
it's cheaper than Disney.
Good point.
And it's educational and fun. And that's something that we did do. And I think we've done that a couple times now. And I would definitely do that again.
You would?
Yeah. The shows are interesting to me. Space and science is fun. And they're pretty well, the Kennedy Space Center is a clean park. It's not like you go to some of these other parks where you live and it may be like you're used to the Disney feel. It still feels like you're out of Disney, even though it's Kennedy Space Center.
There's just so much to do, I feel like. And Orlando is like another planet as a whole. The whole state, I feel like, is just, there's just so much to do. You can drive a couple hours, you're at a beach. I think that as long as you're willing to drive a little bit, you can really see so much.
The problem with us is that when we have a car, usually.
Yeah.
You're
going to tell everybody our problem?
I'm going to tell everybody our problem. Is that if we stay off property, we have a car and we've driven to Florida. So we don't necessarily want to drive. We get a lot of people saying, hey, you should go visit this park or this like national park or something. And I don't want to drive there.
You're over it.
I'm usually over driving because I know we have to drive home and that's a long trip.
Yeah.
So I just want to stay in my resort and swim or just hang out.
I agree. But it's really fun to do park days and Disney stuff. So
yeah,
that's all I want to say about that.
Okay.
There's plenty of things to do and not go to the theme parks, by the way, which we do. And I think that's what ends up happening a lot. I mean, like I said, Orlando, especially in the Kissimmee area, there's like so many things to do, but it seems like everything seems pricey. And so when we start comparing things to what we would do in Disney, we end up going back to Disney.
And if you're only staying there for a week, and you're going to parks 3 or 4 days, it sounds great before you go to go do something else on that fifth or sixth day, but you end up being kind of tired.
You do end up being tired, and you take that for granted before you get there, I feel like, definitely.
So we usually just kind of chill out at the resort, hang by the pool, and then go out, get something at the dinner, and then we're kind of back in the Disney bubble the next day.
Okay, so she sent a would you rather.
Okay.
Would you rather visit Aulani, do a Disney cruise, which she knows that we have one coming up, or spend time at the theme park? Theme parks, plural. Sorry.
I mean, I'm going to have to say Aulani because I've never done that before.
Is it because, though, we have a cruise coming up, you kind of just feel like you need to say that?
Yes. I think that's what it is. The theme parks I've done. We've done the theme parks many, many times. So if you're going to give me a choice
of the
between
three.
Theme parks, the cruise, or Aulani, the theme parks are already eliminated because I've done that many times. So then I have to decide if I'm going to do a cruise or Aulani.
Obviously, she says in her email, too, is like having a budget set aside so that if you're looking at the three of them, compare them, all three is costing the same.
So if I was an outsider looking in, I'm not us, right? Where we go to the parks a lot.
Yeah.
I would probably say theme parks. If budget's an issue and you don't get to go too often, I would go to the theme parks because you could stay at a resort on Disney property, go to the theme parks, and have multiple vacations on that 1 week. You can hang by your resort. You can go to the different resorts and kind of resort hop and see the different atmospheres that each one has. And you get to go to the parks.
That's a good point. But on the Disney cruise, it's all you can eat.
I know. As much as that makes me feel happy, all you can eat.
Don't forget that.
If I was from the outside looking in, I would go to the theme parks.
Well, you're not. It's a would you rather for us now.
Oh, I said Aulani.
All right. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Over the cruise that you're so looking forward to eating what is there? Is there like a midnight buffet?
I've always wanted to go to Hawaii, I think.
I think you have said that, actually, though. You're right.
And before, I thought it was way not a possibility for me because I didn't think I could last on a flight to Hawaii. But now after going to California a few times, I think I'm okay with that.
You're officially a traveler. You can handle the...
I mean, I don't know if it's official.
No, it's not official.
But it's something.
All I know is that this last flight, was it going there? Or I can't remember if it was on the way there or back from California. And for some reason, it's so stupid, but the flight attendant that was passing out the drinks and the snacks completely missed Bruce's aisle. I was sitting behind him. I think I got to sit alone on that flight, actually.
Yeah, you did.
You had all the kids. But anyway, they missed your entire aisle, and I just kept shaking your head going, how do I get this attendant's attention? And kind of freaking out, and it's like, oh my gosh, this hangry guy, it's been a long flight. We got to get him some food right now.
Yeah, I mean, the bag of pretzels isn't that big, but at least it's something.
It's something, anyway.
He totally skipped over me. And I was like waving him down.
It was almost like a joke, like as if I told him, hey, let's see what happens if you skip over Captain America.
I know.
There.
I didn't want to hit the button because I didn't want it to really be obvious.
But you know, there's something about that button, too. It's like you don't necessarily want to bug them. Listen.
I feel like it's like the panic button in the bathroom.
Yeah, like you don't.
Like it's really for an emergency.
Right.
Like you not giving me my little bag of pretzels and a drink is not that much of an emergency. I mean, it was for me.
It was for me, too. Just looking at you. It was starting to feel a little awkward.
Right.
I will say.
I was feeling a little awkward. I was like, wow, everybody else is having these snacks and these drinks. And
it was an emergency.
The guy walked right up right by me.
But yeah, I agree with you.
But I did end up hitting the button.
You did. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I think I blamed our daughter, though.
You did.
You
yes.
forgot her drink?
You actually, all of us. Oh. Yeah. Anyway,
all right. What about you?
Okay. So I am going to pick Disney Cruise.
Excellent.
Okay. I'm glad we agree to disagree. I think that I have to visit Disney Cruise first. And then I don't know, looking at all three, I think the Disney Cruise would be the most enjoyable for me, getting to go on vacation and really not having to, it's not that you don't have to do much, but I feel like once you're on the cruise ship, you don't really have to do anything.
That's true.
So for me, where I feel like I have to do everything. No offense, Bruce.
Like booking-wise, you mean?
No, not necessarily booking.
I was going to say April does that now.
I know she does do that now. But like making sure everybody's fed and happy. And I feel like once you're on the cruise, if anybody wants anything to eat, like we can just go find food. I don't feel like it's something that I have to constantly think about.
That's true.
You know, sometimes at the theme parks, I'll be honest, there's some times where I kind of feel like I'm in charge of everything. Like, okay, who needs what? And so I would like to experience some kind of relaxation. I hope I'm not setting my standards
too
high.
Can you do that on the cruise?
I don't know.
You can just go and the kids come up to you and say, Mom, I'm hungry. You're like, just go get something?
I don't know, but I'm going to try.
I'm going to try that. If that's the case, I'm changing mine to cruise.
I'm basically going to show up and just say, I'm here. Entertain me. Get me to relax.
Okay.
That's it. Is that a good plan?
Other than the relax part.
You don't think that's going
to
happen?
I just don't want to do that.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I forgot who I was talking to for a minute. Okay. That was a good would you rather.
So
I'm going to the next one. And Evan sent us a message. She wants to know, we actually got two messages on this topic. She asks, are we annual pass holders?
No.
Linda also sent us a voice message. She's actually sent us a voice message, and I want to thank you, Linda, for doing that. I keep forgetting we have that option.
I know, it's on our website, so you can go leave us a voice recording. And I mean, I want to play him on the show, but then I don't want to play him on the show because we didn't technically ask. So I guess we can say that if you leave us a voice message, there's a possibility we'll play it on the show.
Right.
So
okay.
Just be aware.
Be aware of that. I do love listening and getting to hear everyone's voice.
Me too, because I don't have to read anything.
That's a good point, Bruce.
And I actually listen to the voicemails because it's just like you got your earbuds in. You can multitask. I love it.
It's easy for you. I love getting to hear everyone's voice. It's cool to hear you all. So anyway, she asked the same thing, a similar question. Why haven't we made the leap to DVC members?
I don't want to be committed to anything.
You do. You're sort of non-committal.
Obviously we go to Disney a lot. Sometimes on the spur of the moment, I'm like, you know what?
Sometimes.
It's like, let's see what it costs next week to go. And not next week, but like next month. Right?
Yeah.
And we do that. And I feel like with the DVC, it's expensive. Obviously, you got to come up with a good amount of money up front. And then you're stuck with going in certain places because you got to use those points.
I don't think you're stuck. I think that...
I feel stuck.
You feel stuck.
I don't want that.
Okay. But I just think... Here's what I think. I'm going to play the cheap card.
You think I'm cheap?
I don't think you're necessarily cheap on everything, but I think just coming up with the upfront money... I think is hard for you.
Possibly.
I don't know. I haven't really, honest to goodness, we've never really explored becoming members. We've really never, we obviously know a lot about it. We have friends that I'm sure you listening right now, you guys are members. I don't really know. I can't really fully answer the reason why we're not. We're just not.
Yeah. I've looked at being annual pass holders before, but no, I don't know. You're right. I've just never really dove that much into it.
Yeah. Maybe we should start, Bruce.
All right, start.
Okay.
Let me know how it comes out.
All right. Yeah. Okay. And so this is also from Evan, and she wants to know, how do we afford to stay at deluxe resorts? How do we afford to stay at deluxe resorts, Bruce? So cheap.
I don't know, man. I thought I was going to start this podcast. We were going to get rich.
You did think that. You said, I have this great idea. It's called a Disney podcast.
Kidding. I'm joking, obviously.
Obviously.
We don't necessarily stay at deluxe resorts all the time. And if we do, sometimes it's 2 or 3 days and then we go to another resort and
yeah,
it's just hustling. Like,
we do a lot of comparison shopping too. So we'll look at a deluxe resort versus a moderate, or then we'll start looking at staying off property, and we do end up mixing it up each time we go. We don't do the same thing each time, and that really helps us. And we also really sacrifice a ton at home. You know, we do things that, I mean, there are some luxury things that we'd love to have here at home that we don't do because we travel so much.
And like birthdays and Christmas is not up to us. It's not about presents. And we want to have experiences as a family. So, and we're lucky that all three of our kids are the same way. And maybe it's because we did it to them. But we as a family would rather go somewhere and experience something than have a 47-inch TV.
Right.
Or $250 a month cable bill because we get every channel.
Let me just be clear. I would love to have a 47.
I mean, so would I. But if you give me a life, would you rather?
Yeah, life, would you rather?
We choose the not having the big TV and to go to Disney 5 times a year.
Right.
And that's just what we do. And then you got to work for what you want. Like, you know, we have goals. We say, all right, this is what we want to do. This is what it's going to take to get there. And then you just follow the plan. If you really want it bad enough, you'll get there.
It's easier said than done. I mean, there's definitely things that we have to, there's challenges. There's the times that we do want to buy or do things that are not within our budget per se, but it's a choice.
Yeah. And then, like you said, then it's a choice. Like, do you want to go stay at the Polynesian for a week? You're going to have to, not just the price, but this is what you're going to have to do in order to pay that price. And then you have to decide if that's worth it or not for you.
And let me just be clear too, the way we also get to, I've never stayed at a deluxe resort during any kind of peak season.
Right.
So that's definitely, or, you know, we'll take advantage of, for instance, this next trip we're doing, we're doing the free dining, you know, or there's a discount involved. And usually when you stay at off peak seasons, or you just watch for that those Disney discounts, that's really when you can afford, or at least we can afford, to stay there.
Yeah, we've never stayed at a deluxe resort like on school vacations or peak times either. It's usually really random times that we stay there.
Yeah, exactly. The more random, the better. But I do have to say, for the past, I would say, 12 months, I have been trying to stay at the Poly, but it's a little bit out of our range. I always come into a Disney vacation with a budget in mind, and I always try to get to that budget. We are staying at a deluxe category resort. It just happens to not be the Polynesian.
Which is, yeah.
Yeah, I know you're kind of bummed about that. Are you okay?
I'm okay with it.
All right.
You know what? I love the Polynesian, but I don't think I've ever stayed at a Disney resort and had a bad time.
That's true.
So if staying at a deluxe resort's out of your budget and you don't think it'll ever be in your budget, the value resorts are pretty good.
It is all what you make of it, too.
You know, value resort, a Disney value resort is just as good as any resort outside of Disney that's a 4 or 5 star resort. Don't you think?
I do.
I mean, that's
See, here's the level of the deluxe resort that I love. It's just like things like there's towels at the pool area.
True.
You know, those little things that you don't get at like a value resort. But is it that big of a deal? Like Bruce said, no. It's
right.
Like you're at a Disney resort. It's going to be fine. So it definitely is what's worth it to you. And right. If it's not, it's not. And, it, you know, not worth it. There are some vacations where it isn't worth it to us. So we end up staying off property or value or whatever, you know.
I would say, like, life, there is no...
We're getting really deep.
I am getting really
deep. You just started your sentence.
I was just about to go on a whole life thing where I was just going to try to be a little bit motivational, but maybe I shouldn't do that.
No, but you just... I'm sorry. I cut you off, but I couldn't... You just started it off, and we're getting so deep, and you started the next sentence with life.
I just think that any... Like, Walt Disney, if you look back at why the company is what it is, because Walt knew that, like, nothing could stop you if you really have your heart set on something. Right?
Yeah.
So if you really want to stay at a deluxe resort for 2 weeks, like, you will figure it out.
Yep.
All right.
That's it. I'm Drop done. The mic, Bruce. Yep. That was your life lesson from Unlocking the Magic today, folks.
That was it.
Okay. And the next question is also from Linda. And her and her husband have actually traveled to Walt Disney World quite a few times and consider themselves seasoned, but they have yet to travel with their kids, and they're now traveling with their 2.5-year-old twin toddlers for the first time. Do we have any advice for them? It's been a while since I've had a toddler, but I consider toddlers kind of in the same level as traveling with Bruce. I have to be honest. What do you think about that, Bruce?
I mean, I can get pretty cranky in the afternoon.
Because my advice here is kind of like, oh, wow, Bruce goes through this. Like, I have to... As I was writing down the pieces of advice I want to share with everyone, I was putting myself in that situation and realizing that it's a lot of times it's like when you're with me.
All right, like what?
Okay, like have a lot of snacks with you.
That's true.
Whether you're on the dining plan or not, and here's the thing: the dining plan is great, and you end up getting so much food, so many drinks. It's incredible, but. When you're waiting in long lines, even if the queues are pretty cool, to a 2.5-year-old, they get challenging, right?
I get challenged, that's for sure, in long lines.
Okay.
I need a snack while I'm waiting in line.
Yeah. So I would definitely plan to have some kind of snacks with you that they get excited about. I know that it's hard because you don't want to give them junk or whatever, but you definitely want to have something to keep the time to pass.
Right.
That said, definitely plan accordingly, and fast passes are a godsend.
Yeah.
Like, it really is. I think that's one of the things that I appreciate more in Walt Disney World than in Disneyland. Disneyland has fast passes, but it's still kind of the old school way. You know, you have to go there and pick out your fastest, whereas Walt Disney World, you can literally do your fast passes before you go there. You have it so convenient on your phone if you download the app. I feel like it makes things move a lot quicker, especially when you have little kids.
Right.
You. That said, also, you want to plan around their nap time, Bruce, right?
Yeah.
Know ahead of time when they sort of get tired in regular life, because you don't want to drag them around. And I think less is more. Like, I think if you're traveling to Walt Disney World with toddlers, don't plan so much. Like, think of it as like less is more. Like, you'll get more out of your vacation the less you plan to do.
Yeah, I mean, our youngest daughter is 10, and she still gets tired around 8 o'clock after walking all day if we get there real early. I think in Disneyland, we got there right as it opened, so 8 o'clock, maybe 8:30-ish. And by 7, 8 o'clock, she's tired. Even though you think you're going to make it the whole day, it's a long day. So take breaks. You know, take the opportunity to go back to your resort and maybe take a break for an hour or two and then go back. Don't try to get there at rope drop and stay till it closes.
I also feel like when you're traveling to Walt Disney World with little kids, I feel like pool days are sometimes better than park days. Like, pool days at the resort can be, it's more enjoyable.
For the parents, that's for sure.
Right? Like, the kids don't even care. As long as there's some kind of water feature for them to splash around in, definitely they're so happy. And, you know, it's way less stressful on the parents.
Does it say where they're staying?
No, it doesn't. I also think it doesn't say here whether they're boys or girls, but I always say if you're traveling with whether they're boys or girls, pack some cool things like Disney tattoos. You can go shopping before the trip and get them kind of excited while they're there as well. And especially when you're going to the theme park and you don't want to spend the extra money on any kind of accessories, like the park offers even like glow sticks at night or something like that to do. I think that will help with your budget as well.
And frozen water. That's all I have to say.
Oh, yeah.
There's something about a cold water at about 5 o'clock at a Disney park that you're like, this is the best thing I've ever had in my life.
What is it about that? Well, here's the thing. In Disneyland, in Walt Disney World recently too, we were not on any kind of dining plan. So really spending money on cold waters were not something that we had
budgeted. Or you wanted to do. But and then if you bring a water and it's cold at 8, by 4 o'clock, that thing is really warm in your backpack.
This has nothing to do with toddlers, by the
way. Yeah, it does.
No.
You want cold waters with toddlers.
You had so much free ice water.
I did have a lot of free ice water. But if you freeze a few bottles of water, cold water is so good.
Here's the thing. When you freeze bottles of water, yeah, they're great. But they're so heavy in the backpacks.
I don't even care.
You don't?
Nope.
You'd rather carry it around?
Yeah.
All right.
My pockets and my backpack.
Well, that had nothing to do with toddlers, but I hope that helps.
Yeah, you did. You said take naps. Less is more.
Okay.
Use the pool. Bring some snacks.
Yep.
Don't try to do everything.
Okay.
Alternate. Like, maybe let you take one child, you take one child, and go separate for a minute and go on separate rides. So it's like a little bit of a unique experience. I think you talked about a lot.
And one thing that I really want to share personally is keep in mind that a 2.5-year-old, I mean, the villains on stage sometimes, or any of the characters, sometimes they're scared of them. Like, sometimes it's a little too real for them. And our little ones were always frightened whenever there was any kind of stage show or whatever. They wanted to keep a clear distance. So just keep that in mind as well. It's not always going to be the way you plan it.
True.
Like, let's go meet Cinderella. And it's a complete meltdown. So just keep that in mind. Less is more. Yes. That's all I have to say.
All right. So, I mean... I think we answered some questions about toddlers.
I hope
2.5 is pretty young, though. You remember when we took our 2.5, our youngest daughter, when she was 2.5?
Yeah,
it was pretty fun.
You can have a blast.
It's just you think you're not going to be able to do as much as you think you're going to do.
I think just set the tone, like, off the bat, like, you know, just don't plan so much and utilize the resort. You are paying quite a bit of money to stay. I'm sure if you are staying at a Disney resort, you are probably playing quite a bit of money to stay there. Utilize the resort.
Yeah. I think a lot of people make that mistake. They're going to go to Disney for a week. They go to 5 days of parks and they stay at the Floridian.
Yeah. It's a little too much.
You need to maybe go to 3 days of parks and stay at the Floridian a little bit.
I think just traveling on its own, whether you're with toddlers or not, like, taking the little experiences, like, everything is your senses. It's like a sensory overload on adults.
Right.
Now just imagine that on a 2.5-year-old. So you kind of have to keep that in the back of your mind. Like, everything is like a sensory overload experience. Just even riding the monorail is exciting.
Yeah.
And emotional for them. So it's a long day. It's a huge deal. And you will find those kids in the parks that are crying and kind of having their moments, but you want to avoid that as much as you can.
Yes. All right. So to recap, we're not DVC members. We don't really know why. Connie's going to go on a cruise, and I'd go to Alani.
Yep.
And good luck with the 2.5-year-old.
That's all you got to say.
Right?
That's a great recap, Bruce. Wow.
All right.
I am so impressed.
Speaking of 2.5-year-olds, if you go into Disney World and you have little ones, you should check out kingdomstrollers.com. They'll have your crib and or stroller delivered to your resort. You can use it for your whole vacation, and then when you're done, they'll pick it up right from the spot where they dropped it off. You can use it in the parks. You can use it out of the parks. And if you have twin 2.5-year-olds, you're probably going to want to have a stroller with you. That's for sure. And then you can stick those frozen waters right in the bottom or in a backpack and hang it on there. You don't have to carry it.
Like, there you go. Yes.
So that was kingdomstrollers.com for that. And our live show every Monday night at 8 p.m. If Zuck says it's okay.
8.02 p.m.
8.02-ish, you know, depending on how it's going over there. Eastern time, that is. So if you're on the West Coast, that'll be 5 p.m. And we go live. We talk Disney. It's fun. Facebook.com/unlockingthemagic. And one other thing that we have going on right now is our Patreon page. If you want to help us support the show, it's $5. You can get inside of our Facebook group. And then inside of our Facebook group, like we did over the weekend, we did a short recap of what our thoughts on Marty's passing inside the group. And then we also record extra shows in there. And then you get the behind the scenes of the podcast to the weekend show. Usually you talk a few minutes before. And then you get the bloopers because we record the whole thing live. So if you've listened to the podcast, that's the edited version.
Yeah.
If you're in our Facebook group.
You are listening to the edited version.
I know. It doesn't sound like it, but there's extra stuff we cut out of here.
Right.
So if you're in our Facebook group, you get to hear the whole thing. And then we kind of do a recap afterwards, and you get that if you're in our Facebook group. So that's patreon.com/unlockingthemagic on that.
Wonderful.
Get Connie's packing list too. That's free over on our website, unlockingthemagic.com. You said you're going to be updating that. I think I have to send you that so you can update it. And then somebody asked for either a Disneyland one or a D23 one or separate ones, right? You should do like each for each park.
All right.
I'm going to give you some work now.
Wait, each?
I want one for each park, one for each resort.
Oh, gosh.
Disneyland.
All right.
Disneyland Paris, the cruise, D23. You got so much work to do, Connie.
Well, Disneyland Paris, I haven't been, so I technically shouldn't do
If you've been to Disneyland Paris, email us. And let us know what we need to put on the packing list.
Okay.
We can collab. Yeah.
I like with your abbreviations today.
You can do a collaboration project.
Trying to sound D23 young,
Paris.
Young and hip.
I am. On Instagram, we're Unlock the Magic. And on Twitter, we are WW Unlock Magic. I think that's going to do it. If you're listening to this on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, hit the subscribe button. And then maybe either I'll give you two options.
What's that?
Give us a review.
Please review.
Or if you don't feel like typing anything like me, if leaving a review is too much work, then just hit the share button.
Or you can share from the podcast.
Yeah, share it on iTunes. Share it on Twitter or on Instagram wherever. Or on Facebook. So if you don't really feel like typing but you like the show, hitting the share button might be easier.
Bruce, I have some good news for you.
What is that?
We are trending in what's hot. And new on travel podcasts.
Oh, I thought you meant like in life.
No, not that. We have a long way to go with that.
Okay.
But
so on travel on iTunes?
Yeah.
Excellent. Where what's hot?
Yeah.
Jeez, I'd hate to see what's not.
Anyways,
thank you guys so much for listening.
Just made it awkward.
Did I make it? Well, listen, it's unlocking the magic.
Okay.
My role on the show is to make it awkward.
No, let's keep going.
I thought it was awkwardness/motivation.
No, let's go.
That's not my role?
No.
You just wrote that on a piece of paper and handed it to me earlier.
Keep going.
All right. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you on Monday night.
Bye, everybody.